Morning. You know, sometimes we have things that happen. We don't have the answers for. In John chapter 16, verse 33, the Lord tells his disciples, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." I encourage you to go back and read what these things he was talking about. I don't want to try to take up too much time, but he says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." He goes on to say, "In this world you shall have tribulations." But remember, he says, "In me, have peace." Because he would finish it up by saying, "But be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world." Do we believe that? If you don't believe that statement there, you might as well just close the Bible. Because he would say, "These things have I spoken you, that in me ye might have peace." That's where our peace is found, is in Christ. The only peace we can find. You would turn over to Isaiah 26. Just grab a couple of verses. Isaiah 26, verse 3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." That sounds like where I want to be. Perfect peace. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Like we read, the Lord told us in this life we'll have tribulations. It's going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. Things are going to arise that we don't understand. My feeble mind can't comprehend what it is that's happening. Why it's happening. Why? That's the question we ask all the time. But where we can find peace is in Him. Trusting in Him. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee." Verse 4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Things are going to happen. Our feet are going to get knocked out from under us. Wind is going to be taken out of our sails. Things are going to happen that we're just failing and faltering, and don't know how to keep going on. But we see that trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Strength to help us to carry on. And strength to grant us peace in this life. Brethren, we need peace. There's too much turmoil in this world. There's no need for me to cause any more. I could fall in despair and call out why and be angry as all get out. But what's going to help is holding to my trust in Him. Amen. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, and the peace of God comes with that. Trusting that He knows best. He'll lead me in the right pathway. Never faltering. He will never falter. He'll never fail nor be discouraged. I get discouraged. I get discouraged a lot. But praise be unto God, my God, whom I serve, will never be discouraged. So I can put my trust in Him. I can put my faith in Him. That's where my peace comes from. That's where my hope is at. That no matter what happens here in this life, my God will take care of me. So remember, in this life would have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. And real quick in Philippians 4, verse 7, Paul would say, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If you haven't seen the theme here so far, it's Christ Jesus. He's who we draw strength from. He is who we gain our peace from. And he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So come what may, or joy or sorrow in this life, will draw peace and strength from Christ. That's the only place we can give any comfort or any peace from. If you will, go with me to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for being a loving and caring God. Lord, we thank you so much for the blessings, the joys we see in this life, and even the times in joy, we also know there'll be times of sorrow. But Lord, thank you so much for being a never-changing God. You're just the same as in our joys or in our sorrows. You're just as strong and just as loving and just as caring. Heavenly Father, we ask you please to grant us peace in this life. And help us whenever we fail. Help us whenever we're sad. And let us know that you're there. We thank you, O Lord, for all these blessings. We thank you for your love and your mercy upon us, Lord. But above all, we thank you for your sending your Son, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to this world to suffer and die so we might see you in heaven. Because there is coming a day, Lord, where we're going to see you. And all those that are gone before will see as well. Heavenly Father, we ask you please forgive us of our many sins and wrongdoings. For in Christ Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.